Hey, what's going on, peeps? It's your man, Furious Styles. Check it out. We've come to you time after time talking about Tweaked Audio and their wonderful products. Well, I found a new use for Tweaked Audio and their products, and that's for their wonderful noise-canceling feature. If you ever just been in a situation where you needed someone to just completely shut the fuck up and they won't, pop your Tweaked Audio headphones on and cancel all the noise you want. Hell, you don't even got to turn on no music. Just put them on and just look at them kind of with a blank, stupid stare like, I can't hear you. So you can talk all the shit you want. Just another wonderful use. But before you just go clicking and pushing and taking out your credit card, make sure you put in the code IDS so you can get yourself 33% off, free shipping, and of course a lifetime warranty. Tweaked Audio, you can't beat it. IDS is also brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And from now
What's going on, peoples? It's your man, Furious Styles, formerly known as your man, Big B. Call me what you want, just don't call me late for dinner or don't call me before 12 on Sunday. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I got my crew with me today. Today I have with me the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. I'm ready to go.
I've been messing around with another name for Doc.
I don't need another name, man. I'm good.
Come on,
I'm
man. Mr. Original.
That's that feel like a setup.
Didn't it feel good?
Yes,
I'm sorry,
because cool.
you want the original members of the In Deep Show.
Okay.
Just saying.
Nah, I'm waiting for you to push a button.
I ain't pushing no buttons, dog.
Oh, so it's not
just
a setup.
It's just straight up.
Okay. Mr. Original.
Mr. Original.
Okay, all right.
The doctor.
Okay.
The original doctor.
I'll accept that.
I don't want to say the original doctor because that means it was another doctor. Well, nah. That's cool.
Yeah.
The doctor. You'll always be the doctor.
Yeah, but I'm the one and only doc.
Yeah, thank God.
There can never be another like me.
Take another one.
Yeah. You want to get down with it. Yeah.
Down. So I know Doc has a lot to talk about, so let me move right along. Also with me today, I have, drop the music, everyone rise to your feet, remove your hats. All hail the queen.
Oh, I thought you were going to play my music.
Yeah,
music,
mine.
Hi.
Oh, he's good.
There we go.
Thank you.
All hail
Ayo.
How you doing, Quinquin?
I'm good. I cannot complain.
All right, let's jump right into it.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about these weekends. What popped off since? Let's just forget just the weekends. What has popped off since we left each other last week? A lot of shit went down.
Did it? Yeah. You want to go first?
We got the DNC. We had we got a lot of shit going on. We got the Olympics getting ready to come up.
Mm.
We got
preseason and red stars, right?
Oh my God, we got the training camps. Oh
man.
Woo, right. You know, man.
Lord, yes,
y'all
Lord.
Out here getting moist, huh?
I'm just trying to tell you, man.
Well, Donald Trump is continuously saying dumb shit.
Yes.
And this dude, he doesn't care.
Well, I think Nancy Pelosi said it best when she said, I think he's not trying to get elected. Like, this is his cry for help. He keeps saying shit because he really does not want people to elect him.
Right, right.
But people still,
but you know what,
they're
though?
At it.
Uh-huh. I don't know. At first, his whole platform to me was like, I honestly feel a lot of other people felt the same way other than the crazy, fanatic, racist people, but this almost just seems like some sort of fraternity prank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's almost one that has gone, like, too far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when they do shit like try to build a person's car in the living room, but don't realize the floor can't support the weight of a car. So when you start hearing the floor cracking.
Right, right.
I think we're at that moment where like, oh shit, this prank went too far.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep. And it seems like every time he says something dumb, somebody says something to justify what he said is like, you know, positive for his campaign. And I don't understand.
What he meant was.
Yeah, right, right.
If I push you down a flight of stairs, you should pop right back up.
There you go. If I shoot you in the streets, I can get away with it.
Right.
You know, the reason why he said that was because he wants the RNA to support him.
NRA?
NRA. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
You
them
know.
Too.
Whatever he says.
Your Regional Nurses Association.
Yes, because after you're shot, they're going to come help you.
Right. And how then, about that?
Right. You know, shit like that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. But hey.
Like, who says shit like that?
No doubt.
Donald Trump. And he's rolling right along with it, you know.
All
and doesn't
the
care.
Haters, like the racist people, getting on board.
I think all the people that are financially secure enough to withstand 4 years of Trump are laughing. Like, I just want to see this happen. I just want to see that. You know what I'm saying? They might lose, you know, $5-10 million in the process, but you know, being that they're on the cusp of billionaire, if they're not billionaires, they're gonna fucking
drop
fuck,
in the bucket,
you know, right?
Dang cool.
While the rest of us are standing in line for government cheese,
you know what I'm saying? Eating ramen every day.
No doubt. But you know what though? Look, the deepsters have been hitting me up. The deepsters are getting warmed up. They are getting, and I'm saying warmed up because it's too early to get fired up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The deepsters are getting warmed up, and the deepsters have been hitting me, and they've been reaching out to me. And you know I got to take care of the deeps, right?
Right, right. Who that?
No, I got to take care. Doc. Football training camp is open.
Yes.
Our glorious Washington Redskins have reported to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And things are looking good. That we had a major setback. Well, it's not that major,
right,
because we're on the right track.
Okay.
Junior Gallette has already been hurt, and he's done for the year again, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, though, because it's just like, you ever met the person, right? That, or like you've been in your car, and you've seen somebody at the bus stop, and you'd be like, man, I don't see how you go out of the bus every day. But it's like if you never own a car, you don't know what it feels like to not have one. So it's the same thing with Junior Gallette. We haven't had him.
Right.
So we can't really
nothing,
piss
had.
And moan about something he had. So that's all right. Because we're in good hands. We're in good guidance.
How about that?
And guess what we have for the first time in 20 years?
No drama in the training camp?
No, we had that most likely, but we have a second string. Don't let first string go down. We good. We got backups.
Okay.
We got legitimate backups. We don't got people sitting on the bench that left True Green last week. They was cutting grass last week.
Right.
And now they on our bench. We got legitimate people. Okay. But you know what, though? Mm-hmm. Along with the mighty, mighty, mighty Washington Redskins camp opening up, we had the wounded pigeons.
Okay.
Or some of y'all might know them as the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
We had little ants.
Okay.
Some of y'all might know them as the New York Giants. And we have the Dallas Crickets. Yeah. Oh yeah, motherfucker, it's that time.
Oh man.
We back, niggas. Football season's open, y'all.
Yes, sir.
I can't give them too much because it's still preseason.
Right.
And you know, just like anybody else, I got to get the vocal cords warmed up. I got to get all my shit lined up so I can come at these jokers.
Uh-huh.
That's gonna, of course, try to come at me.
And you know it, man.
You know. So right now it's preseason. You know, I'm just warming up. You know. Mm-hmm. Getting the chops together, so
there you go.
We're gonna do it. But how was y'all weekend? What y'all do? Y'all anything pop off this week?
Well, I don't know if the listeners know, but my wife and my daughter's been out of town since Friday. So, man, buddy, we just been chilling, man. You know, little buddy, Mr. Girls. I know he does. Because I can see it in his actions. But I've been enjoying quiet time. You know, I can walk around in my drawers and turn the TV up as loud as I want, leave it on as loud as I want. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But now it's getting to the point where I'm missing my girl.
Aw.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Sound like you got a little choked up there.
You said, yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you used to, you know, years and years of you hearing Kayla and LaShawn arguing at Kayla about something, and Kayla, Mommy, stop hollering at me, and you hearing all that upstairs. You know, it gets to be, you know, the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you don't hear anything upstairs, and sometimes you and Buddy downstairs chilling, you hear noises upstairs, but
what was that?
Yeah, you know. And just going upstairs in the morning, and LaShawn usually ironing something, and Kayla's running around with one shoe on, and LaShawn arguing about her, where's the other shoe? And she, you know, it's just, you know, you kind of miss it. But
sure.
You don't, you know.
Right.
Now,
but you do, know. But you don't.
Yeah, you do, but you don't.
We're all human beings, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we all not only want a break, but we need a break.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And, you're right about that.
And the best situations are those that can recognize that and take that break and come back and be appreciative.
Wait, how about that?
You know what I'm saying?
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So no doubt.
Make a long story short, I miss my princesses. My prince and my princess. Mm-hmm. Prince, my queen and my princess.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it takes me a while. You know. I went to that special school.
Yeah. The bus pulled up. And yeah. By bus, I mean the little bus.
Yeah. I had the helmet on and everything.
You still got the helmet.
I don't lick the window anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, but wow. I don't do that.
That was horrible.
Okay.
So for those of you deepsters that have like been with us since the onset, y'all remember Big Lee used to rock out with us. And
oh, yeah.
So, you know, this past weekend was Big Lee's birthday.
Ah,
so,
birthday, Big Lee,
you know,
delayed.
I was able to I was able to spend a little bit of time with him and celebrate with him. And, you know, we got it in. We did some shopping.
Cool.
Hit 4040 Club. And, you know, just kind of got it in on that level. So
cool,
that was cool. Happy birthday to him.
Yay.
All right. Hey, you never told me what was the beef between y'all and Mark Bonds, man. You know what? You told me to mention y'all to him, but I don't know if I should do it.
He said on air or?
He don't listen, he don't listen to the show. but it was something.
How you know?
It was, huh?
How you know?
Yeah, it was it wasn't really nothing, but it was something to him than it was to us.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll rap you about that.
Oh, okay. Because I've been meaning to say something to him, but, you know, because we cool.
Now, wait till he get cute. Bring it up then.
Ah.
Wait till he get cute and be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I'll let the trees know about that.
Okay.
Shit should get straightened out real quick for you.
Yeah, I figured it was something. Okay. Go ahead, G. Do your thing.
No. I'm like, okay. Okay. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. Just hang out. Chill. That's about it.
Well, okay.
Well, all right.
Sounds good.
Nothing special.
No beer tasting, wine tasting?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what
air it out, huh?
Air what out?
I mean, you know. There you go.
I don't know where you were pointing at.
Well, when I say air out, just
you know. Oh no, I still drank.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no
air. I mean, I don't drink during the taste. You know, if I'm working, mm-hmm. I don't drink during the tasting.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm too busy.
Oh, cool. Man.
Call
that. If I'm working,
find me
I don't.
A minute to take a swig.
Oh my gosh!
Okay,
last
there,
one.
That's ready to go.
I couldn't even taste the cocktail that Barry like had everybody make.
Mm-hmm.
He would make one, and then somebody else would take it, and then he'd make another one. Somebody else would take it.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were done by the time I had a chance to taste the cocktail. It was good.
Oh,
it was okay. With mezcal. It was good.
Oh, I thought you just taste during the whole thing.
No, because I work.
Oh.
I mean, now if I go to the ones where I'm like a guest. Oh yeah, I'm tasting.
Gotcha.
If I'm working, I can't.
Oh,
yeah.
You choose not to, not you can't.
No, seriously. The last one, I didn't have any time to taste anything, nor even eat anything.
All right. That's still a.
So what you do? Walk around?
No, I was busy.
All right.
It wasn't. No, trust
it's
me,
not like
I
there's rules
to.
In place that say you cannot.
Well, if it's my event, no, I can taste. I just
right.
didn't,
That's
or
what
I couldn't.
Saying.
I couldn't.
It's a choice rather than a rule.
I didn't taste anything, so I ain't had time. Whatever way you want to call it, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it was like because you said I can't, but I was just kind of just clarifying that it's not like. You have governing rules that say you better not. It's more of a thing of because you're busy, you're not able
to. I mean, if it's my event, then yeah, I mean, it's my event, so I could.
That's right.
If
that's
I wanted to, but I.
And that's all I'm saying.
So if you don't mind me asking,
sure.
When you say you're working, what do you do?
Either I'm pouring for, you know, whatever we're serving.
Okay.
Or I'm in the back to helping prepare or preparing, like if there's
okay.
like food.
Okay.
Gotcha. That's why I don't normally have. Now in the beginning, if we have time, like if we get there early enough and we're already ready, everything's on the table, everything's set in the back,
mm-hmm.
we normally do like a group shot.
Okay.
If we have time, but the last event we had, we were running
okay.
from the
okay.
beginning because we were a little bit behind, so we were running from the beginning, mm-hmm. and
oh,
then the chef was there like preparing plates, and I was like helping him. And getting stuff out, and you know,
okay.
they had already started, and yeah, it was a lot.
Cool,
but I can if I want, just could not.
Right,
just want to let the pieces know that the queen runs shit, it's her choice.
Yes,
ain't nobody telling her what the fuck,
but yeah,
do.
I didn't do
right.
that this weekend, it was just you know, just chilling.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
All right, got all right. some bubbles,
wrong with chilling.
Mm-mm.
Well, let's get on up into this thing here.
Let's do it. Jackson, you buy me a Coke.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can blip, 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 like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You know what? It doesn't matter how many times I hear that. I try to act like, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and move on with my story, but it's still a little funny. It's still a little funny. Okay, let me see. My first story. Hey, y'all remember Young Buck, 50 Cent,
People. What up, nigga?
Yeah, hey, Brian.
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Guy. Hey,
all right. Young Buck, Lloyd Banks. What was the name? Didn't they have a little group?
No, they were just cool. They was on the same label.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, Young Buck, man, he was locked up in a federal jail this weekend, okay, for violating his probation. Okay, now, Young Buck was booked in Warren County Regional on Thursday. Okay, now the government, they moved Young Buck's probation, he was on probation anyway. From 2012, feds had ran into his house. And they found a lot of illegal weapons. Okay. But anyway, they, for some reason, I guess they were going over the files or whatever, and they locked him up. Okay. They revoked his probation. Yeah. And about a couple of weeks ago, he had threatened his girlfriend. He said, look, I'm going to burn down your machine. She had a little apartment or whatever. He had threatened to burn down her apartment. Okay. Now, the rapper was also... Okay. He got into some trouble for having some weed or whatever. Anyway, he's got to go back to court in a couple of weeks, you know, the hearing about the revocation of his trial. But I don't know. Dude been getting into a lot of shit since his probation happened. So he
got a new single out that's pretty dope too.
No shit.
Yeah, I honestly thought after 50 Cent bodied him by releasing that little that tape of him crying, begging him to come back, I thought his career was over.
Uh-huh.
But he got a dope little single out right now.
Oh yeah. Okay. But he goes back to court, man, on his like I said, his probation revocation. So I hope that shit turns out all right, man. But, man, when you get into that much trouble, don't you think you should just stay in the house or damn, just stay out of trouble? But
I remember we ain't had no ice, niggas. We ain't had no cars, no money, no nothing. Look at us now, niggas. Let's take it back to my first gram. All I wanted was an OC. Yeah. 73 with the big motor. Come through looking like a whole key. I'm going back to the old me. To the old me. Yeah. I'm turning back to the old me. If niggas shoot us, we go see. Fucking with the work. Rich nigga doing dirt. Molly Zans and perks. Anybody getting murdered? I'm turning back to the old me. To the old me.
I like it sound a little bit better without 50.
Okay. Nice.
I'm not gonna lie, when he first said we ain't had no ice, I was thinking, damn, really? Nothing to cool your drink off with?
Well, you would.
But then I realized, he ain't talking about that ice.
Uh-huh. He's talking about the blame.
He talking about Jerris.
Yeah, Jerris.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Young Buck, man, stay out of trouble, man.
Right.
Keep
the
music pumping, dog. Come on,
get
man.
Get some money.
I wonder if that's part of the whole... reclaiming the street cred thing. Like, I got this new hot single, so let me go ahead and get in jail real quick so everybody can be like, oh, that nigga still hard.
Okay.
He went to jail.
Yeah,
he
did
hard.
Say rich
did
nigga
say hard?
Still doing that.
Like,
hard.
You, like you and Cali.
All right.
Cali nigga stay
hard.
Mark. I hate saying that shit. Anyway, y'all remember the young man, Anton Yelchin?
No.
Okay, you know? The guy that got smashed in his house. Well, he was outside the gate, and his Cherokee backed up.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Backed up.
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. His parents are now, because the dude didn't have a will. Okay, so his parents are stepping up, and they're saying that, you know, we should be the guardians of his estate. Okay.
Damn,
so
what is it about people with money that they don't have no damn will?
Well, he was a young guy.
But he was in movies. He had some money. He was living in like nice young, you feel gated you community.
Well, you I wouldn't say if I would think
young. You do.
Yeah. You don't think about a Will at 27 that's what
I
mean.
I would just think you had that much money though.
Youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, I just had that conversation with somebody. But I mean, you're making money. You're living in like a gated community. You know what I mean? Like, I would just, I don't know. I mean, I guess y'all are probably right. Young. Didn't even think about it.
Shit. Yeah. That's just like, you know, young people that come into a lot of money real fast, they probably fuck around and fuck it up real fast, too. Yeah. Unless they have somebody on their side, like, you know, if some young people with sense will listen to somebody and say, look, you need to invest this, put this to the side or whatever. And then, you know, some young person that's making a lot of money, that's on drugs and shit like that, they don't think about that shit. All they think about is, okay, even if I spend this money right here, I'm going to make another movie and make some more money. You're right. And it's going to keep coming.
Football players too.
Yeah. Right,
You're right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, the young man didn't have a will. So his mother and father, Irina and Victor Yelshin, they filed to probate documents in L.A. County on Monday, you know, to get, you know, all his money and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, Anton had $731,000 in equity in his home, in his Sherman Oaks home, the one where he got smashed in a little bit. And he also had $641,000 in cash and personal property. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the young guy, you know, he was in Star Trek and everything, so he was doing pretty good for himself. So, also, his parents is filing a wrongful death suit against Fiat Chrysler, the maker of the 2015 Grand Cherokee that he was driving. Now, Brian, since you just got a new Cherokee.
SRT, please distinguish the two. Thank you.
Well, I didn't know all of that.
That's why I'm here to tell you.
But, okay, the point that I was trying to
if
make.
If you in Star Trek and you making movies and stuff, go and get you a SRT-8. That way you can have all the bells and whistles and shit to keep you from getting killed up in your bullshit.
All right.
I ain't motherfucking trying to motherfucking brag or nothing, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, tell us the difference, Mr. Furious Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had a 2015, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I remember when this incident first happened, and they were showing
how... You said you want me to tell you the difference between that and the SRT-8? About 200 horsepower, cocksucker, beat it.
Okay.
All right. Now, the point I was trying to make is, it was something about the gear shift. You thinking you put it in park, and it wasn't actually in park. It was in neutral or something like that. It's been what two and a half months since this happened, right? And I was seeing it on, you know, I forget which news podcast, but it looks like it's in park, but it's actually in neutral, and that's why the truck started drifting back and caught him in between the gate or something.
Yeah, like I said, man, you know. When you put everything, and I ain't gonna get all super biblical on y'all, but I mean, when you put everything into its perspective, I mean, a car moving on its own sort of just momentum, gravity, just letting it roll on ahead. I mean, you're like, damn, you would think, shit, you could have turned and jumped out the way or something. Listen here, man, when it's your time, it's your time, man. It's like the Final Destination movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
You think you can Purell your way to another 10 years on Earth? Mm. Nigga, when it's your time, it's your time. Right. You don't know how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It could be some old freak ass shit, like your car jumping out of gear and smashing you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how it's gonna happen. I don't know.
And that's just what it sounds like, that Final Destination.
Hey, but you know what, though? I know there's a lot of, like, for someone that has had cars in that fleet, like, even with my Magnum, because you know how most cars, you just kind of pull it straight back to, you know, park, you know, reverse, neutral, drive.
Right.
Well, those, it's like the Mercedes, you have a pattern, so it's like, right. Sometimes you kind of just quickly, and you think you threw it in park, but you really, it's like, sort of right above part, above neutral,
and it's not all
not
way
really
in
the park.
Gotcha.
Right. So, like I said, I'm not speculating. I'm not saying what happened to this dude, but all I'm saying is The SRT8 got like 200 and something more horsepower.
Okay.
It has the translucent roof.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now moving on.
Got the radar in the front.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just saying, all that shit that helps you.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Especially when you're doing 140. That radar comes in handy.
Okay, all right. Moving on. I'm sorry. I'm getting on my man Prince, y'all.
Air conditioned seats.
May he rest in peace. Anyway, Prince is massive.
How do you have air conditioned seats?
How or like why?
No, I'm saying like the seats have air conditioning coming out of them?
It blows on your tuckers in your back.
Damn, that's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Air behind me.
Just be making you feel good. Because, you know, you know, especially on these hot days, you know, the leather gets a little bit toasty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want your buns toasted more than they're supposed to be. So, you know, you hit the little button.
Moving on.
Come on, just blow.
All right. Hey, y'all.
Okay.
My man Prince, okay, may he rest in peace. His massive real estate holdings are up. Okay, now, his estate was like, look, we ready to liquidate all this shit and get it out the way. Apparently, you know, they don't want to hold it on. They don't want to hold on to it or whatever for, you know.
50 Cent going to buy it.
50 Cent going to buy it,
He be buying everybody else's shit.
Okay. But, yeah. They saying everything must go. Okay. But just because you got some cake don't mean you're going to step up there and buy some of the shit now. They want 90% of fair market value. All right. So that means if you step it up, you better have some cheese. Now, Prince is going
to
have.
To me, they sound foolish. Why would you want 90% of fair market? That's Prince's house.
100 plus.
I'm probably going to need 190%. This is Prince's shit.
How about that?
This ain't just some fly house that's up for sale.
Oh, man.
Didn't that Negro have an island?
I don't know.
I swear, perhaps. I thought you said something about that.
But, hold on. Let me finish breaking it down. Now, Prince is known to have real estate in Minnesota, Beverly Hills, New York, and possibly more. So, maybe the more is in the island or whatever.
Because I thought it was something like he bought a house and then bought, or was it a house on an island? I can't remember, but either way, he never ever went to it. He it was just there chilling for when he wanted to go to it, but I don't think he ever went.
Okay.
Like, who does that shit?
I can see that. Well, you know, if you got a lot of money, just instead of, you know, you being taxed on that shit, might as well, you know, invest it in something. I don't know.
Damn.
But anyway, let me see. A loan has been estimated at nearly $30 million. Okay. But they can't do anything yet unless the judge signs off on it and say, okay, y'all can liquidate the shit or whatever.
Did anybody step forward yet besides, I guess, his sister? Like, that's it, right?
That's all he got.
Because he has no kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe they are part of the estate. I'm not sure.
What, the sister?
Yeah, the relative. Well, but see, I don't know. They just came out the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Oh, he has like more siblings, like step
people. People he never even talked to.
I heard the revolution was fighting the new power generation.
Because
they was like,
might as well. Why not?
It's like, y'all motherfuckers.
In the hat.
How about that? We helped make the music, nigga. We should be a part of it.
What about the kid? Well, the guy who was in jail that was like, yeah, that's my dad. They were like,
oh, he died?
No. They took a DNA test. They were like, no, sir.
Oh, okay. He tried.
Go over there and sit down.
Go back to your cell, nigga.
You were not the son.
Child times at five.
I heard Tevin was suing.
Right.
Because he was like, you turned me out. I was a good young boy. And then.
Who?
Tevin.
You know what?
You say little
Tevin Campbell. Say little
Tevin. Don't even talk about Tevin.
So you turned me out. I was good until I started fucking with your Batman ass.
Oh,
wait.
Keep going with the story. Don't even talk about Tevin.
Tevin was like that before he met Prince.
How about that?
Okay, moving on.
Everybody blamed that on Prince when it was really Rashawn Patterson. But that's a whole other story.
Okay.
You know a lot of stuff, don't you? He was in the circle. All right.
You know my music, sir.
Okay.
Do a little research.
Go on, Pimpin. Don't. Hey. That's enough.
Other than the day before.
Anyway, Nicki Minaj's brother. I don't know if y'all heard about this. His name is Jelani Mirage. Okay, now, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about it by now. But he's being convicted of child rape charges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I remember that story.
You heard about that one? Okay, now apparently the girl was only 12 years old.
Mm.
Okay, uh-huh. And they've found DNA. Man, and this is the thing, man. Okay, now this happened between April 2015 and November 2015.
How old is he?
I don't know, old but I enough. Know he old enough he to old. Get these motherfucking charges.
Right,
about
he
to
old.
His ass. Yeah, if you see his picture. But anyway, they found semen on her.
Okay.
They didn't say in her. Okay. But apparently that's enough.
Yeah, much more than enough.
Uh-huh, man. That's apparently enough. But anyway, this dude is looking at 15 to life. 15 years to life. Okay, so but if you find DNA on a person,
12-year-old, that was just that one time. You said from what, April to November,
right?
Keep who knows what was popping off? No pun intended. Time. Between April and November, just that one time you may have found some on her,
right.
Not in her. One time, nasty.
His ass might.
What's
be
that, Doc?
The wind.
That's how his asshole gonna sound after 5 years in jail. They gonna light his ass up.
Somebody
every
say,
time a stiff breeze come through the yard.
Mm. Come through the yard, oh man.
Ooh, that's horrible.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, this chick out
mad
here.
At her. They bailed. She bailed him out or gave him bond or whatever. Nick. So people, yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that. People were mad at her.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. That's your brother.
Right.
You, but come on, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do the crime, you got to do the time.
Gotta do it. 12 years old, though? Come on.
I'm saying.
I like to see what she look like. Because, you know, no, listen.
Tread lightly,
Brian. Yeah, hear me out. Some of them youngins, man,
nigga,
they look like
no,
fucking
stop.
Grown.
Let me tell you, Michael, women. Don't do it. No.
Don't do it.
I hear what you're saying, but.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, sir. These days, you need an
identification.
How much these
bras corn fed these days?
You know what I'm saying? I need to see a driver's license. Make sure where your parents live. Let me even talk to them. I'm just saying. Because it's like, right. Why? You don't want to. Come on, man. You don't want to go to jail for that shit.
Yeah.
And plus, 12 this. Ugh. I don't care how much your body might fake a nigga out. Your mind is not going to fake
yearbook,
out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your mind ain't going to fake out nobody that you grown when you 12.
Right.
This is certain dumbass shit you do and say at 12.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't give a fuck how grown or how, you know, much you came up in the hood.
How developed you are.
Yeah,
how
fuck
mature
all that.
Your mind is and all that.
You use it. But then again, that might just be a testament to the grown women out here that they act 12, so it's all so.
Okay, very well then.
But,
I mean, he's got a point. There's some areas.
Or.
It may not be the kids, it may be the adults.
Nah, man.
Or check some Aggie.
I would.
Just saying. If you don't want to go to jail, just saying.
Okay. All right. But anyway, Nicki Minaj, she's being real hush hush about it. She's not saying anything. I'm pretty sure she probably like, your dumb ass did this shit. Man, you fucking up that shit. I don't know. I don't know.
Yo.
Okay. All right. Well, that wraps it up for me. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up.
His anaconda. His anaconda. His anaconda don't want none unless you love him. Oh.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So, bring a snorkel, my brother.
Welcome back to the In Deep show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the show. Shout out to Forget That Yo, to the gentleman, and shout out to Rashani. You guys always share the show, and we greatly appreciate you for doing that. Shout out to Butler Jonathan for liking our show. You're super cool for doing that.
All right.
So thank you so much.
Queenus. It's getting lonely out here.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Just saying, it's getting lonely out here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about that. But, you know, we greatly appreciate you guys. And, again, as we always say, if you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to send a voicemail, 202-750-1IDS. We love hearing your voice, too, because you guys are super totes. Good. Awesome. Awesome. Well, most of you are awesome. Anywho, here is today's questiones. This is something that's been on my mind just because of everything that's been going on recently. You know, just you could be out driving. You can be out walking, living your life, doing you, and the next thing you know, that's it. You're gone. You know, life takes you out. So I thought about this question. Have you ever thought about your own immortality? I know some, and I also said, and what the consequences could mean? I don't know where I went with that one, but the most important part, have you ever thought about your own immortality? About you dying, y'all. Have you thought about it?
With what's going on, in my family, I've had no choice but to think about it often. It's scary. It really is scary. The littlest things just kind of just bring your attention to, it just scares the fuck out of you sometimes. Mm. You know, I don't know, I'm at sort of a loss for words, but I mean, something as simple as, I went to a fast food place, couple days ago, and I got a sweet tea from him, and just, you know, being tired or whatever, just wasn't able to finish the sweet tea, and so it kind of sat for a couple days, and I wanted to throw it out, and it was gelled.
Ew.
And that shit just made me think about, what does that do inside my body? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just little things like that that just forces you to think about, fuck, what are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to protect yourself from that
shit? Side note, your iced tea was congealed?
Yes.
Like the whole?
Just.
The whole?
Yes.
Oh. That bothers me.
So, I mean, off the break, if you steep some tea leaves in water, that's just not going to gel. So what the fuck was that? Wow. What was I actually drinking to begin with?
Wait, was it carryout? Was it McDonald's? Where was it? So I won't go.
I ain't going to put it out there yet.
All right, then.
I ain't going to put it out there yet. I'll tell you off air, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I mean, it's like everything just brings that to my attention. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm fighting this battle with my weight. And it's like every little ache or pain or anything just makes me like, oh, shit, I wonder.
What was that?
I wonder if that's the beginning of the demise. Or is the demise already here? And this is just a...
How did I get Zika?
You know, so yeah, it's really in your face whether you want to believe it or not. You can walk around whistling zippity doo dah out your ass if you want, but shit is real out here.
And I'm gonna tell you, for me, I don't really tell you guys about this, but my asthma. Oh man,
like this weekend, actually, I had an attack. I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Now I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna really kill you,
man.
But I tell you why. I tell you why off air.
Look, look. Check this out. It's in my pocket. It's in my pocket. Well,
but what's in the, what's in the top pocket though?
See, I said I was gonna tell you off air.
I didn't say what it was.
I wasn't even gonna bring up that shit.
I know, but look, hey, look, okay. I'm
go ahead. I'm sorry.
To
go ahead.
Slow down. I'm
go
trying.
Ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm trying.
But really?
But yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah, I was at home in the basement.
Okay.
Right, and it was about 12 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock at night, and it got to the point where. Brian, you've been in my basement before. Mm-hmm. It's like from where I usually sit in the basement, about maybe 4 or 5 steps to my bathroom, right? And I couldn't catch my breath. Okay, so I got up and I made it to the bathroom. It was to the point where I was like, like that. Mm. I thought that was it for me. I thought my number was up, you know. And I caught my breath and I went back to the chair. Right. Now my wife and my daughter, they have the machines. I forget what you call it. The nebulizers.
Okay.
The nebulizers, right? And it was to the point where I needed one of the treatments or whatever, but I was so out of breath that I couldn't make it up the steps to get to it. Right.
Oh wow.
And I didn't have enough breath to yell upstairs for them, you know, so, you know, hey, bring it down or something, you know. So I stuck it out, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Matter of fact, I had to call in the next day because I was up from like 12 a.m. to like 5:15 when they got up. And once they had got up, I was like, boo, can you bring the nebulizer downstairs? Because I can't make it upstairs, you know. And man, once that shit happened, man, that shit scared the shit out of me, you know. But I'm not one. I mean, when I was younger, me and my brother, we had the allergies and the asthma and all that kind of stuff. But I think, well, it could be the cigarettes too, you know. But I think that with the mixture of the humidity and the shit like that.
Because it is hot as shit out there. You can't catch your breath.
I thought my number was up.
No, you're right. Because my friend, she has asthma too. And it was like, I think we walked from the car somewhere and it was so hot outside. And she just all of a sudden couldn't catch her breath. And right. I was like, what's wrong? You okay? She was like, no, I can't catch my breath. And I don't have my inhaler. And I was like, oh shit.
Right.
So yeah, it doesn't.
Scary shit.
Right. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Heat can be a catalyst.
It was to the point where I was like,
oh wow.
And that was the best I could do. That is some scary shit right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I wanted to tell y'all about it, but I was like, all
right. You should share. If you want to share,
I just did.
Well, I mean, I'm saying you said it like 2-3 weeks ago, but you know. Yeah. I guess whenever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You know,
no, you're right.
I want to share stuff with our listeners too, but I don't want to bring.
Well, I mean them. I meant us.
Oh yeah.
I mean, because like sometimes it's like, you know, you want to share on air, or you forget you said stuff until somebody sends you a message, and they were like, "Oh, how when you said," you're like, "Wait a minute, what? What'd
right,
I say?"
Right.
I'm like,
right.
"Oh, snap! Did not mean to share that."
And that right, and that brings up the other thing. I think we talked about last. I don't know if it was last show, and it was like something that we want to share with you guys that we never did.
Oh, well, something
before.
You would be surprised to learn.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Well, there you go.
Great.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that, wow. Ooh. Oh.
But I made it here.
You are still standing.
There you go. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
And the inhalers.
And praise the
and
Lord.
The nebulizers,
right?
And
for whoever,
whatever that shit.
Can you leave one of those in case you might have to hit yourself up?
You know, these jumps cost like $50.
I'm just saying it. Well, not that, but I'm talking about the. Is that the? No, that's not the same thing as the EpiPen, right?
I
That's different. What's that? EpiPen. Okay, that's different. Because, yeah, that's different. EpiPen is one of them joints, like, when you have allergies, you have to... No, not your chest. You stick it in, like, your leg or the side of your leg or...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, totally different.
I don't think I'm that far yet.
No, you probably just don't need it. That's all. Okay. I was confusing the little with the... I'm sorry, y'all can't see me. You don't even know what the hell I just did. But you get the picture. But, so, often, like for me, I don't think about it as often as I used to when I was younger. Like when I was in my 20s and hanging out where I wasn't supposed to be, I was like, oh, I'm going to die early. Like I just knew. I was like, oh, I'm dying young. I'm just going to do it because I was in places I wasn't supposed to be. Like, remember, like, first of all, going to Eastside, you had the one way in, okay, you know, the one way out. And there used to be all kinds of people that hung out down there. Like, I thought it was going to be, I mean, not because it was going to be my fault. Like, I thought I was just going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Like, a stray bullet or some shit was going to get me.
Okay.
Or a stray knife or something.
Days,
I don't know.
That can happen anyway.
No, true. Well, but see, for, like, now, I don't really hang out in pockets of places that I'm not, you know, like, where I was when I was younger. I don't do that. But, I mean, but in the sense of getting on a plane and traveling, and honestly, even getting in your car and going somewhere, you know, you think about those things because it's like, you think about, you know, a drunk driver, or you think about a cop pulling you over.
How about that?
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I think sometimes, honestly, and I know, you know, people might like key at this, but I think honestly, Tuffy stops a lot of cops probably from pulling me over because they're like, look at that old, you know, Ford. She ain't doing nothing.
Same with
but
me.
Putting on down the road.
Shit, I got a big ass crack going across my window. My paint job. Shit, it painted 5 years ago.
So that's what I'm saying. So sometimes I think
my
Tuffy
rims all rusted and shit.
saves our cars, save us.
Exactly.
From getting pulled over.
How about that?
Yeah, but
And Lord help us if Donald Trump get elected.
Oh boy, we're not gonna go there.
Yeah. Just gotta bring him up again.
Right, we're not gonna go there. Yeah. But I mean, but I think when I travel and I get on the plane, all I can do is pray that I, you know, get there and I get home safely because that's all I can do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you get on the plane, you know, it is not in your hands. It is in the person that is flying the plane's hands and then the people on the plane in case something pops off, you know, to shut stuff down. You know, so I try not to think about it too often, but I mean, it's a realistic thing. I mean, health-wise, I just try to, you know, do the best I can, be healthy because knock on wood, I'm healthy. You know, I might be a bigum, but I'm still healthy. I'm a healthy bigum.
You look good too.
Thank you, boo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more about I don't know. I don't take life for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like I live like Jill Scott says, and that's always stuck in my head. I live like life like it's golden.
There you go.
And I do me, and I try to be the best person I can be towards other people, not only for, you know, just myself, but towards other people too.
That's right.
You know, I try to treat everybody with respect because, you know, when my day comes, and I don't know if that'll be when I'm, you know, younger or way down the line when I'm 80, 90 years old, I don't know when that's going to come, but I want it to be said that, you know, Neen lived her life right. She lived it with integrity. Right. She was a nice person. She was a sweet person.
There you go.
And everybody that came in contact with her, you know, just loved her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's the person that I'm striving to be. And that's the person that I hope I am. And, you know, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I still hope, you know, that I live my life right. So if something unfortunate happens that nobody can say,
Anything bad about you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I just try, you know, to be a righteous, nice, sweet person.
And
you know what I'm saying? Thanks,
are.
Marky Mark. Yeah, so, but thanks, guys. Well, I know you're like, God,
you know, there's a couple people. There's a couple people that I actually want to hear from. And
the
two
people out.
They're sort of our regular people.
Mm-hmm.
But because of who they are, I really like to hear their response to this. One being Rude Boy M. Because he's out there driving those trucks, and you know, he's on the streets, and just love to know what his thoughts are. And the other Mr. Family Man himself, BTG. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the addition of the princess. You know, sometimes, you know, guys have sons or whatever. And not to say that you love one more than the other, but, you know, a lot of times it's not until you have a daughter where sometimes it just kind of shocks you into reality and puts you in a whole different frame of thought. So, yeah, definitely would love to hear from those two gentlemen, not barring anybody else. You know, definitely chime in and hit us up.
So, holla. Yeah, holla. Mm-hmm. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or, as we said, 202-750-1IDS.
No doubt. Love to hear from you.
Being black, being black, walking around. Being black, being black, being black, walking around. Being black.
Oh shit, I haven't heard this in a while.
Right, right.
I'm like, let me push my mic back.
So, I was at a restaurant a couple of days ago, and I was sitting at the bar, enjoying a nice meal or whatever. And you know how, you know, most bars, Queen, have the little area that's sort of like the waitress area where they come and pick the drinks up so they can get in and out. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, sitting in there and I was enjoying my drinks and just kind of perusing the bar, the bottles, and seeing what they had and everything. And so I noticed the bartender poured a Remy. So I was like, at the place where I was at, I was kind of like, okay, Remy.
There's another Negro here?
So I was like, okay. You know, cool. You know, so I watched that drink. And so the bartender was like, hey, you know, he asked the waitress, Spike her. He was like, can you take us over to table 45? And so I watched her. She walks over and, you know, she gets to the table and she's like, no. So she turns back and looks at the bar, like, you sure you mean 45? So, clearly there's a white dude sitting at table 45. But in her...
I think he got the number wrong.
Right.
But she turned and gave the drink
to you,
to the black man sitting all alone.
Oh,
not
man. Becky, not
the black Becky. Dude was like, nah, this ain't mine. And so she turned back around. He was like, nah, I said 45.
Look here, girl.
And I'm like, listen, just because that's what the stereotype says, all black people don't just drink cognac. So that was just my moment of
being black.
Damn it,
so
Becky.
Rude, right?
Shit.
So rude.
You know, some of them just don't know any better.
Or how about you stop being a fucking racist bitch,
Donald Trump?
Stop being a stereo. Thinking that man's he probably was like, "Can I have a martini with
a twist of lime?"
Right. No, you want this? You gonna get this Remy? Mm-hmm. Get this Remy work.
So yeah, don't forget, if you also have your being black moments, and you listen, I turn on the news, there should be being black moments sent in by the boatloads.
I was gonna say, you know, you just triggered one in my head, right?
I'm
just gonna say it real quick. You don't even have to play no music.
Do you think?
Which reminds me of drinking, because like there's a place that's like Houston's. I don't know if for the people in the DMV, but they switched it to Woodbine Grill or whatever. So I went there and I was like, hey, you know, hi, can I have a glass of Zinfandel? Which Zinfandel is red. totally different thing. Right. And totally different thing. And so the girl goes to the bar, orders a drink, and she brings me back a glass of white Zinfandel. And I'm like, wait, excuse me? She was like, oh, here you go. I'm like, no, I didn't order that. She said you wanted Zinfandel. I said, ordered a glass of Zinfandel, which is different than white Zinfandel because, you know, it has that little blushy pinky color. Okay. You know, and let's keep it real. You know, a lot of black people drink that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people have evolved. This was, like, I'll say, like, 2 years ago or whatever. Yeah. People have evolved. But I'm like, girl, just because I said Zinfandel, bitch, don't automatically think I meant white Zinfandel. Just because you don't know what's on your menu, don't put that on me. You know what I'm saying? Go to the bar, say Zinfandel, and then get them to get you my drink.
And don't assume I want a bottle of Moscato either.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, the Moscato's on the rice. I will kill you.
Because if you tell me, if you recommend a Moscato to me, I know I'm that gonna you're kill just...
Anywho, I'm sorry, I had to get that out.
Right.
That Remy thing triggered it. Okay. As this girl once told me, that was a trigger. Yeah, that was a trigger for me. So it reminded me, like, one of those moments where it made me angry. Anywho, for your styles.
Y'all hear the music. Doctor!
Oh, man, yeah, okay, I ain't ready. Let me see.
I already got mine if you need to think.
Okay, cool. Break it down.
All right, because I can go. Okay, so.
We'll go.
And go. So, two fingers to the Shiznit Show with Dino and the Weasel and Charlie Bell. I just recently found out that your show today was the finale. I mean, you might come back, but for the Shiznit Show, I mean, it'll come back in different pockets, but. And maybe repackage later, but you know, so just want to give you a salute and wish you much success on your individual journeys and wishing you great things. And
no doubt, Dino, holler at a brother, man. Damn, yeah, you just spring that shit on the world.
You just fade to Negro all of a sudden, but anyway,
you know what I'm saying? You don't holler at nobody no more,
right? Yeah, I mean, I don't really get on Facebook, so I don't know.
I mean, if I had a new girl co host on the show, you'd hit me for pictures for her.
Okay,
you can't hit me and let me know your show.
Is there an edit button on this?
You can't hit me and let me know your show going on. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, he told you. Oh, all right, but anyway, damn, I had another two fingers. Two fingers to people accepting you for who you are and just loving you for who you are. And I think that's great. I mean, if you are being your authentic, true self and people accept that, those are friends and family for life.
It's good work if you can get it.
So lucky for me, I got it. One finger, I'm sorry, I'm gonna steal this from you. One finger to the weather, because I almost passed out from heat stroke today.
Today?
Today, I don't know why. Something today really got
today
me.
The best day we had in the last 12.
No.
I was getting ready to say that.
It was 95 degrees today.
Lower humidity.
Well, yeah, right. Okay, well, let me do a combo to the days where I almost passed out because I had to take a whole bunch of groceries from my car to the house.
See, Brian,
I was like, sweet Jesus.
That's when you used to be in the AC all day long, just chilling. You step out there, you think it's real hot.
No, I go outside, Negro. I'm just saying I had to lug a whole bunch of shit from my car. I mean, I know you do it on a daily basis. I don't lift heavy shit in my job unless I'm on site moving it from place to place. But I'm saying for what I had to... Man, listen. And just for the couple of days where it's like a 2 to 3 shower day, God damn it, Mother Nature. Right, you're so rude. Like 2 to 3 showers a day? Mm-hmm. That's rude. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to steal.
That's rude.
That is rude. So I'm going to steal your, I'm going to steal the weather thing from you.
Okay.
I mean, you might still have to talk about that too, but I'm just going
to
take it.
I'm used to it.
I mean, I know, but I.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, would you rather 10 inches of snow or 95 degree weather with this humidity. I had to stop and think, like, wait a minute. I don't know. Snow right. or this heat. I don't know. I'm confused. I can't answer you right now. Because right now I want some snow. So anyway.
Let me see. Two fingers to my prince, well, my queen and my princess that are having a good time in Orlando, that's sending me pictures every five or 6 minutes, making me jealous. It's a beautiful thing. You know, yeah. Let me see. One finger to those fucking ticket people, man, who keep on giving me tickets at this one fucking restaurant that I got to service. Mm. And Brian, we got to pay half of our fucking tickets, man. I don't know if I told you that shit. Mm-hmm. But man, that shit is really hurting my motherfucking body.
You can't park nowhere else?
There's no loading zone. Mm. And if there is a loading zone, it's fucking way around the corner somewhere.
That's rude.
And I'm not doing that. I would rather get a ticket.
Okay.
Well, I'm not hauling shit from way around the
especially
corner.
Especially not 97 degree weather.
Yeah, that too.
No, I'm saying. I said right. Especially not in 97 degree
right.
weather.
You know? And it's a motherfucking shame, man, when you're just trying to earn a decent living and these motherfuckers, man, just, you know.
Man,
just,
you know, DC be getting it. That's their money right there on tickets.
Yeah. You're right. They
I love DC, but them son
of
a bitches on them tickets. And they just went up on the meters, too. But anyway.
No shit?
Yeah.
Nah. No shit. But anyway.
I'm saying, anytime you're going to do 5 minutes for 65 cents, that's some bullshit.
So,
but anyway, continue.
Your job doesn't offer, like, reimbursement if you pay the meter?
No.
So there's no meter.
Your ticket is on you. They pay half and you pay half.
I think he was kind of sort of asking, so there's no meter.
If you can get to a meter.
Okay, so you like parking where your shit is out and halfway in the street. And
I'm parked in front of the where I deliver. There's the delivery
door. Oh, so you in the
right
street.
I'm double parked.
All right, okay.
Unless I can find a curb spot.
Sure.
If not, I'm not parking way around the corner.
We already talked about this. I got you.
I'm trying to tell you.
I already said I don't like walking from my car to the house.
It's all good. It's all good. Brother's working out.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Don't get a boot on your truck.
Well, I'm saying, look, if they put a boot on that truck, I wouldn't give a fuck. As long as I can get my house keys out that job, I get home.
I'm saying, you know call I'm saying? Him, call
but
me.
But see, the, you home. Okay. I'm getting a little personal now. My whole thing is, I told them about this shit a long time ago. This is the only fucking company that I work for that I had to pay half my motherfucking tickets. Mm-hmm. You know? And then they pressing us to sell shit and do all this shit when all my commission going to parking tickets. Mm. You know, hey, all right, that's how y'all want to play it.
Boo all my right. shit. See what happened.
Hey.
I'm saying you got people you can call in case, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
What I said to you?
Ryan,
no,
I think Ryan
I can't help
point
you.
I'm getting that. I'm gonna be all right.
We gonna be all right.
All right, so two fingers to asbestos falling in your drink.
Okay.
The fuck was that?
I'm just gonna assume that wasn't asbestos, but anyways, drink. You're all right. You'll be all right.
It's protein.
Oh.
Two fingers to good times. One finger to the seekers and destroyers of good times.
That is rude.
Yep.
How rude.
Well,
we gonna be all right. Yep.
It's definitely time for us to go.
All right.
Like that's to definitely thank
boys.
You all for riding out with us.
Thanks for listening, people. We love you.
Look forward to hearing from you all this week. I know this is a time where a lot of people take trips with their families, and everything is a little bit discombobulated from the normal schedule of the regular work year. But definitely thank you all for sticking it out. Hey, thank you for dealing with... I'm going to take this one on my chin. Pause. For the sort of off scheduling of the shows getting put out, I'm having, between work and home, everything's just kind of just a little bit uprooted, so I try to just get it out ASAP. And y'all thank Queen for staying on me to remind me to make sure shit gets put out.
Man, I think I love your listeners, I understand.
I hope you do. But I never like to take people's time for granted. But anyway, we got to get out of here. As always, in closing, we like to say,
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn.